right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
I'm going to show you how every trap beat is made. Now, I don't want to generalize trap music or trap beats, but the other day I was driving in my car listening to Shade 45, and they had this playlist happening. It was all trap music, and in my opinion, they all sounded pretty much the same. I was driving for about 30 minutes, and all the tracks sounded the same. It sort of sparked an idea in my head to create a video on how every trap beat is basically made, in my opinion. Again, I don't want to generalize things. There are differences here and there, but for the most part, they all have the same groove and vibe.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, brothers?
What's good, on, baby? Good.
Feeling good.
Feeling good.
All right. Happy recording day.
Happy recording day.
Yes, indeed, sir. No doubt. So let's get right in.
No hijinks this week?
I ain't got no hijinks. Well, the first topics is kind of some hijinks, though.
Oh, okay, then.
Oh, shit.
Try not to drop your paper, nigga.
You're right.
Yeah. So let's, don't drop the paper.
Let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is some current events and shit. See what you brothers think about that shit. H&M, the coolest monkeys in the jungle.
Wow.
Yeah, so H&M, the clothing store, had an ad out. Everybody already knows what time it is with that. Little African-American child, or at least a black child, don't know his ethnicity. Either way, his shirt said the coolest monkey in the jungle. Ooh, 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 ah!
Morris Day and the Time.
While the young white kid had some king shit, some I'm running shit type t-shirt. So, Swerve, I know you got an opinion.
Nah, actually, I don't, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Wow.
I have,
The resident Malcolm X is like, fuck it.
Oh, yeah, I done stepped out the game, B. I'm taking care of me, mine, and those that I love. Look, there's basically 2 or 3 days after that shit, I went to this mall at lunchtime. I was like, you know what, let me just run in here, get something quick out the whatever, you know, the gallery. And there happened to be an H&M in there. And as I walked past the door, you know what I saw in there.
You saw some Negroes in there.
I saw some black peoples in there.
Nah, you saw some Negroes in there.
I saw whatever you want to call it, but I saw people with dark skin in H&M. So, you know, I had this talk with Diff offline. I was like, I can't even be mad anymore because people don't care. And I have given up football and I'm doing all this, you know, not for me, for the cause. And people just don't care. So I have decided to step out of all that being mad and caring and talking about Black Friday because people don't care, B. This week they'll care. Next week it'll be whatever.
Again, I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it for me personally. All this shit, whether it's the NFL, whatever, I ain't doing it for them. I'm doing it for me. It's me. So I never fuck with H&M anyway. They don't sell Fat Boys clothes, so I wouldn't have gone in there regardless. But all that being said,
Fat Boys be wearing H&M gear though.
You better believe they be wearing that tight ass shit. Niggas love it. Barely squeezing their thighs up in them shits.
Hey, you know the thing
like
about it,
linebackers.
The thing about it that you really need to concentrate when you educating people who may or may have an attitude or maybe not even have an attitude about it. It's a H&M, a Swedish company. You know, it's all white folks in a boardroom saying, I know what African Americans and others like.
But okay, see, this is where I come in at.
All right, my man.
I'm looking at this shit and I'm not blaming nobody for this one. Except the people that need to get blamed.
Okay, who need to get blamed?
The motherfuckers that, how many steps you got to go through before that shit actually hits the shelves?
Well, that's what I mean.
So how many steps, though?
A lot of steps.
Okay, say it, all the people in wherever it came from. You said a Swedish company.
Right.
Those people over there, they let it slide. Fuck it. They all their eyes saw it and said, King of the Jungle, whatever the shit, the biggest monkey in the jungle, whatever the fuck, I can't even remember what the fuck it was it said.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah, it said coolest monkey in the jungle. All the white folks let it slide, went right on out of Sweden, wherever, and came to America. Boom. Come on over here. It's in America now. Now, I know some American eyes looked at that shit before it hit the shelves. Right?
Yeah,
and not
correct.
One of them motherfuckers looked at that shirt and said, you know what? That is not going to fly over here.
So check this out.
We can't let that go.
But check this out, though. Say, let's take your premise. And let's say, I don't know how many steps, but say there's at least 6 to 8 approval processes. The people who did the shooting, who hired the actors, all the way up. Let's say, I'm telling you, son, there's no black folk in the chain of command. There's no black folks in the chain.
I'm going to tell you where the black folks came in at.
Oh, where?
The black folks came in when that child sitting there. Where the fuck are their parents?
Oof, that hurts.
There's the black folks.
Ooh, that hurts.
Unless he's adopted by some Swedish family. Where the fuck? There's some black folks that came in and said, I'm not letting my child wear that fucking shirt.
Ouch.
Okay.
And you got a point.
How many times you done heard a black mama say, sit your monkey ass down somewhere?
B, that happens on a daily, all the fucking time. And you know what? That's being hypocritical on a whole nother level. That's like nigga. As much as we call each other nigga, you get mad when a white person say nigga? You know what I'm saying? So if they put monkey on a shirt, why are you mad? So you can take that route too.
There's just way too much, B. And like, I understand. You say you're doing it for you.
I'm doing it for me.
Well, see, and I feel that bottom end of the day, but to be dead ass honest with you, that is the kind of mentality that's going to keep us all fucked up.
Because
if you're doing it just for me, and I'm not trying to put you, throw you on our bus or nothing like that, but that is, in my opinion, our issue is we doing shit for us, for individual versus doing shit for the entire culture cause. And until we start figuring that out, then all of us is going to be doing whatever for me.
Then I'm going to disagree with you on this premise. I done known you for a long time, son, and I've heard you say twice on particular topics, whether if it's this or the NFL, that it discourages you when you see other black folks not doing. See, that's what I'm saying. It's personal. It doesn't discourage me. Because again, like I said before, I already know that whether if it's the lion's share or Black Friday shoppers, African Americans or H&M tight fitting shoppers, all that shit. Yo, yeah. B, that shit is, when they come to me, my line is going to be, I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with the NFL. And then I can articulate the following reasons. Other than that, if they not fucking with me, or they want to be, man, fuck that Black Friday, I ain't missing it. They want to be on that shit. Hey, go ahead. You know.
Yeah.
And that's why, to me, you have to. It's only one person at a time, son. It's only one person at a time. You know, unless you find yourself caught up in a situation like Jim Crow. Yeah. You could have thought you was the flyest, richest Negro.
Right.
You and Homer and Leroy can get strung up at the same time.
For sure.
You know, so that's what's up. So let's do one more current events, Jones, before we move on. President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, called African and Haiti or Haitian countries shitholes. And wants to know why we ain't bringing more people from the Netherlands or Sweden or someplace
the
like that.
H&M spots?
Yeah. So,
those coolest monkey in the jungle niggas over here.
Yeah, you know, he called Africans and Haitians, he called their country of origins shitholes.
Shitholes, yo.
So that's our president who's not racist, by the way.
Oh, no, he's not racist. Mm. He's just speaking his mind.
Of course.
You know, it's the comedic part of it to me is, like, I don't put anything past President Donald Trump. I don't put anything past him, right? This dude said grab pussies, and he's still the president. So
no
I don't
doubt.
Put nothing past him. But what does have, it just had me tripping. I was standing in front of the TV like a little boy who heard somebody fart. Because everybody is saying shithole on TV like it's just a free word, like, everybody saying shithole to me was like, wow, is this about shithole? People just having the right, the freedom to say shithole, or are we really caring about what Donald Trump is just adding to his resume?
I mean, look, again, this is just one of those things. I'm sure there are white folks out there who feel great that he said that shit. You know, they've always felt it. They've always had it pent up and shit. And they feel great that he actually said that, you know. As far as us and our response, I mean, B, you know, real talk, I don't know if I'm mad about it. I just know when next election come around, you know, right. You know, is Negroes going to sit on their hands like they did this time?
Exactly.
In North Carolina.
Anybody.
In Florida. Anybody. Carrying on those two states specifically, you know.
Ohio.
You know what I mean? LeBron was good.
Man, don't blame that on that kid.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, though. You know,
Donald Trump's a resume, as you say.
It's exactly. Fucking,
it's right now. You believe this nigga's what, 1 year in?
Mm.
That's only 1 year. Yeah, all this shit he's done in 1 year, B.
1 year.
Damn, son. His resume is sick.
Real talk.
You know what? And almost in 1 year, he's almost made his campaign promise come through. He's making America great again.
Yo, check this out, though.
This nigga is tripping.
And real talk, though. Real talk, you know. I'm thinking, and I'm just thinking, yo, real quick, on the midterms of 18 and shit flip and where he ain't got Republican control, yo, he may not have to wait for Mueller to get him out. I think that motherfucker will quit.
Nah, he ain't quitting.
I don't know,
he
B.
Quitting, he ain't the type that's going to quit. You're going to have to drag him out of there in handcuffs. He ain't the type that's going to quit.
Oh, well, again, let Mueller cook.
He's going down with the ship, B.
Okay. That's real. That's real. That's
and anybody that turn on him, he going to flip on him.
I guess. Yeah. I guess. All right.
It is amazing, though. And I know we got to get off this topic, but it is absolutely amazing to me to sit here and look at the president of the United States and the things that he is just changing.
The shit that he says and does, B, it's quite entertaining to me. I know motherfuckers be getting upset with a lot of shit he says, but I'm like, yo, you can't sell this shit in the store. People wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. The president of the United States is acting in this manner.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a real 1,000%, yo. I'm being 100, yo. Real talk, you know, we sit up here, sometimes we play the Sister Soldier skit, you know, slavery's back in effect. I mean, literally, what if he just out of nowhere was like, yo, in some parts of the country, we need to bring Jim Crow back in. Do black folks tear it down, or do we be like, oh, well.
Niggas gonna be bailing that hay.
So you think they gonna fall in line? You think we fallen so far, we gonna fall in line for that?
Come on, B.
Okay, I'm just saying it's your opinion.
Matter of fact, it's too many black folks that's comfortable in positions of so-called power that can affect the way other black folks act. So when they come out and say, oh, don't fight this, this is only temporary, we'll be able to get over this in the next election, just do what he says, we don't have to worry about it. And then you got black folks running security, being policemen over top of this shit and running this shit, cracking the whip. What are you going to do?
B, I'm with you, son. I'm with Kurt G. I'm riding with Kurt G. I don't last a week.
Of course not. I don't last a fucking week. I'm not, B.
So,
that's not going to happen.
You know, that's what's up.
No. Yeah, I didn't say people was going to like it.
Shit. That's what's up.
But okay, seriously, I got one more comment. So, the day after our president said shitholes is about, you know, African countries and Haiti, he was at this black situation with all those black leaders and they just glad handing and the whole non smiling.
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, I'd have been scowling up in that
nigga,
joint. You know,
somebody should have gave that nigga to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Right up on the face. Smack.
Yeah. So.
Again, that just goes to show you, as Kurt said, the certain black leaders would be like, oh, it's all right. It's just good, honest, hard work.
Our ancestors did it. It didn't kill them, did it?
Welcome to Jim Crow 2.0. Yeah, all right, so let's keep it moving, yo. Let's keep it moving, yo. Hip Hop Digest political moment has ended. We're going to get right in here to the news of the day. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Not only is Jimmy Iovine staying at Apple, called it fake news, he's dropping hints about streaming's inevitable future. I listened to last week's show, and one of the things that I didn't mention, or at least I don't believe I mentioned, is the reason why Jimmy was leaving is because I believe that, at least I thought, that Jimmy didn't believe that streaming can bring in the money. How are you going to flip streaming to bring in the money? Well, apparently Jimmy has changed his mind, and there's one person out there that should be pissed about it. And I'll tell you in a minute. Your boy says here, Apple would be considering putting together original content similar to Netflix, essentially saying that Apple would acquire original music and distributing it solely on their platform.
Sounds like Tidal to me.
Oh, son! You already revealed it.
They had to run the competition out of there.
Jay and them should be pissed.
Get them out of there.
Yeah.
I'm reading this shit, and I'm like, oh, I know them motherfuckers are Tidal's pissed because he's
Big
biting.
Bank, take Little Bank.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Jay got Bank, but he ain't got Iovine Bank.
They gave an example as if Apple Music were to do an exclusive Drake music, and only exclusive. That means that Drake would have to leave his major label because, see, Apple has done exclusives for maybe like 2 weeks, but then the major label is like, nah, we need that Spotify, we need that YouTube, we need that Tidal, we need that money wherever, you know, they're going to rub two pennies together. But Apple is saying, fuck that. If we do an exclusive music joint with Drake, that hurts our competitors. Instead of netting just $10 for a single Drake purchase, the Drake fans, we don't know how many they are, we would net $120 a year, okay? Because they're going to commit the Drake and the pure exclusives that you're not going to find anywhere else except for on our platform. I'm like, damn, yo, that looks like the whole Tidal rollout. Exclusive Wifey, exclusive Rihanna.
Kanye.
Exclusive Kanye. You know what I'm saying? But the shit, they couldn't get it jumping because those labels they were all signed to is saying, oh, you could do that for a week, 2 weeks. But nah, it's too much money out there.
But the devil was coming in like, y'all niggas gonna get in line or get left behind.
Okay. So as I was saying, Apple needs artists to exit their deals with the typical major labels that they are tied to, eventually pushing them to online streaming services. Chance the Rapper and Frank Ocean is the example they gave, but that was only a temporary 2 weeks. For Jimmy, he's saying that I'm spearheading the transition into the next era of music consumption and distribution. Despite the rumors to the contrary, I will be staying at Apple Music. I'm going to examine that in the fact that I still say one of these guys are going to go belly up. Is Jimmy going to do one of two things? Jimmy going to strong arm everybody in the coming on board Don Corleone style?
Ding, ding, ding.
Or is he going to basically send Luca Brasi to, you know, basically just start assassinating niggas?
Nah, he's going strong arm niggas straight up. He's going to roll in. He's strong arming them through the media. He ain't even got to say nothing to them personally. He's already got them, letting them niggas know how shit's about to go.
Because when we get Aubrey and possibly I heard Wifey's name brung up on that. When we get the you know, the Maple Leaf and Wifey on exclusive. You got to remember, yo, Jimmy Iovine is talking crazy shit, talking about we got $4 billion to spend.
That's a lot of money.
It's all nice when it ain't your money.
Right.
So, could this actually be a situation? And two, there's one small little red herring I'd like to talk about, and that's still piracy. There's some of us dead enders who are just not going to pay for nothing exclusive. But all that being said, there is the extent of piracy. A number one, I don't think Jimmy's worrying about piracy because I'm going to be dead ass, yo. The next generation of kids, they don't fuck with that piracy shit. How you listen to music is on your device, right? What about your kids, swerving? I mean, are they buying, or are they just saying, fuck it, They are
a little bit of both. They absolutely purchase music because I've talked to them about that, and they also listen to streaming joints, so they get in it both ways.
Word. I think my daughter got a little bit of piracy in her just because that's my daughter, but I do. But she definitely is a stream. Yeah. You know, that's how she gets down, you know, so.
But that's the way they're pushing it. They're pushing you into a corner. They're pushing you right to the streaming services. So they're pushing you in that way. So there's no way you can actually do any other way to get your music than to stream it. You know what I'm saying? Buying music is going to become a thing of the past.
Right.
So you're going to have to stream it in order to listen to it or even get your music. You're going to have to get one of these streaming services.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's your boy. You know, the devil is not going anywhere.
He said, fuck what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how he does it, yo, and how the competing platforms are going to respond.
It's already done, nigga. What? He's just letting us know. he's just announcing it.
Just letting you get a little peek of what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. He's just announcing it. It's already been done already.
Right.
He wouldn't have said nothing if it wasn't done already.
And so the corporate rapper and the whole staff over at Tidal, I mean, shouldn't they be pissed? I mean, because he just announced what they announced.
Yeah, he took their shit and ran with it. And basically said, all right, Jay, now what you going to do? Get down and lay down.
Ooh. Wow, that's what's up.
Ooh.
Yo, I don't know, it's just gonna be very interesting. If I'm Spotify, yo, see if Spotify can boss up. Who knows? Look, you don't believe, you ain't buying it, are you?
that's a rough one.
Damn, so Apple's gonna be the king. That's what's good. Next time we're gonna Hip Hop Digest, Lil Yachty was devastated by his poor album sales, but admits he knows why they were so low. He did an interview with Yachty, one of the most hyped artists to release an album in 2017, Teenage Emotions, but his major label debut reported disappointing first week in sales. Basically, the niggas weren't buying that shit and left him feeling devastated. He said, I was doing too much different content. I should have stuck with what I knew. Now, I haven't heard Yachty's album. Don't plan on ever listening to Yachty's album. But I did hear him on a couple of Migos tracks and shit. And somebody tried to explain to me, Kurt G, you know more about this than anyone because you do have trap legs. What's the fucking difference between the cuts on his album and what the Migos is doing?
Me, I feel like I'm walking on stilts right now.
Word!
You told me I got fucking trap legs.
I mean, you're the only one on this show who has any authority about the sound. I ain't talking about... what's the fucking difference, Holmes?
B, I'm not even gonna get into that bullshit. Yachty answered his own fucking question to me. And why are you upset if you already know the answer to it?
Said it was the abrupt shift in content.
Well, we know what the answer to that is. We just answered that previous topic. Everybody's streaming now, nigga. Ain't nobody fucking buying your shit.
But this is what I'm saying. It ain't just Yachty. I mean, this is the article was about Yachty. But again, the underreported story of 2017, I know it's 18, but the underreported story is the fact that Future and Young Thug put an album out that nobody fucked with. Nobody. I don't understand. I'm my old man right now. Let me get my old man on. What's the fucking difference? It all sounds like bippity bop. You know what I mean?
Yet they were praising. A lot of people was like, yo, that was a hot album.
But
that's because they streamed it. They listened to it. They listened to it, but they didn't buy the shit.
It tastes better when it's free.
So the headline on the last show, free rap overtakes rock, is true then?
Yes.
Because shout out to Easy Bake. He had a nice post that said rap is, you know, something about the economy and how rap is set up, and you know, you gotta pay a lot of rock niggas because they ain't gonna do it for free, but rap niggas, you know, a couple little emails back and forth with some trap beats, you got an album.
Yeah,
the economy of scale, actually, that's how he put it. But you're trying to tell me that the hyped artists, three of the most hyped guys, Future, Thug, and Yachty, couldn't sell records?
Nah.
Why would they in this environment? Why would they sell records,
B? When you can get it. Because you know if it's out and it's out to buy, even if you can't get it right there immediately, and that's where I'm thinking about that exclusive Apple shit, even if you can't get shit immediately, like right there that day, that week, you know in a couple weeks, that's just going to be available for free.
It's there.
I don't give a fuck how exclusive Apple's talking. Somebody's going to pirate and put it out there on YouTube or somewhere so people can fucking hear it.
I think once people, it's out there, it's out there.
I think people disagree. I believe, and I see a lot of blogs, you know, touting the fact, oh, we're the most popular genre in the country. You know, a lot of blogs is touting that, like, yo, nigga, we've arrived. But I just believe that that's only true because the lion's share of the material is free. I believe that wholeheartedly. That if they actually lock down this shit, and I do mean shit, shout to Trump. If they actually really locked it down and forced youngins, because people our age wouldn't have bought it anyway, but forced youngins to actually buy it,
I think they would.
I think some would. I think they'd buy it enough to keep it viable, but all this overtake rock and this, that, and the third,
No, Free definitely has a large play in that shit. Definitely.
So, that's what's good. So, you know, no shouts to Young Boat and shit.
I hope you enjoyed that Target commercial.
I hope the nigga saving his bread. The same thing I say to all these niggas. Save that money. You be showing off these stacks and shit. Save it, because you're going to wish you had it in 10 years.
We'll see about that. So, next stop, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. Is it time for hip hop producers to start a union to protect their work? It's hard being a trap producer these days. Not a household name, but DJ Burn One was one of the ones who hipped everybody to the fact where he produced for ASAP Rocky. Damn, B, we're getting beat out there a little bit. Atlanta producers TM88, who crafted EXO Tour Life, the triple platinum smashed, says he hasn't gotten paid. DJ Burn One, TM88. Others, luminaries, obviously, producer Bangladesh, who sued Cash Money to get payment for a milli. Jim Johnson had to sue to get for Lollipop. Okay.
Birdman ain't paying.
Chuck English, who accuses Rick Ross of not paying for his production. There seems to be a new generation of people discovering that the music industry is shady.
Oh, well, they need to listen to Tribe then.
Oh, well, B, they're not listening to Tribe because fuck that old head, Boom Bap. Okay. It's funny in a way. I'm reading the article and I'm like, wow, this is this generation's call to arms. Just every generation had to go through it. We had to go through it too. You know what I'm saying? You know, Boogie Down Productions didn't get paid, and Tribe didn't get, speaking of Tribe, they didn't get paid, or if they did get paid, it was so minuscule, you know, they had to fight for every dollar. Well, here we are. This generation, or at least the producers, are producing beats and not getting paid. Now, I'm not laughing at any of the producers. This is not a joyful topic for me to needle them. That's not what I'm saying. I think each one of those gentlemen should have gotten paid. No doubt about it. But one thing I will say, Mr. TM88, Mr. You know, Burn One, I think you guys are replaceable. And I don't think major labels give a flying fuck. Okay? because largely trap is produced all the same way.
It's a program.
Right.
Yep.
Fruity Loops and some other shit and you're in.
And you're in.
So they can get anybody to produce this or even come close to the sound that you produce.
Exactly.
And only special cats or only certain cats that got a certain sound where they make hits every time are the ones that actually get bred.
No doubt. But I'm just saying a lion's share of, to me, of trap producers can be replaced with any other trap producer. That's just me. You know, I'm sure people who love trap are going to be up in arms and shit. Fuck you, old man. I get it. But
as far as the union thing, I think they should have a damn union. Because in order to actually, for these niggas to actually get paid, even if they don't get paid what they're supposed to get paid, they'll have some type of scale where the minimum that you'll be have to pay, give these niggas labels, force labels. They have to, if the record sells so many or so many fucking whatever fucking spins or likes or whatever the hell, they have to pay them this amount in order to get their money, so at least they'll get something, or they can take them to court and make them have to pay them something.
Okay,
because right now, these niggas is ass out.
I'm going to be dead ass. I'm going to put you on the spot, though. Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot, though. You know the label is like, nigga, talk to your local rapper. Okay?
But they signed to the label, and the label is the one that's fucking giving the budgets for this shit.
That's true. I'm not arguing that point, but you got, as you say, you got a rapper with a lot of money at their ear.
Exactly. But that's me on last week's show saying that's how I would get paid from these things. I wouldn't even deal with the label. I wouldn't even deal with the label. Fuck the label. If I'm making a beat for you, said Drake, or you said fucking whoever, nigga, give me my fucking bread right now.
Oh.
Before I walk out of this studio, I want my money, or email to my motherfucking PayPal the paper and you get the fucking beat.
Oh.
And we're good. Give me my money and then we're good. I don't give a fuck what you do with that shit after that. That's how I'm gonna do it. I wouldn't even deal with labels on that at that point.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna show you the Maple Leafs management. Cut the fucking tape off. We're leaving.
Bye.
Okay.
Yep.
B, that's what it gets right down to, son.
Bye. Don't trip over the maple syrup, nigga.
See, when you doing a beat for us, we gonna make you famous. You gonna get paid later, but you ain't getting paid now. You gonna get paid later for some other niggas, but you ain't getting paid now.
But see, if you go for that, then you deserve to get fucked. You deserve it. Because you fell for that fucking banana in the tailpipe. You fell for it, and when you get fucked, don't get mad because you got fucked. You set yourself up for that.
You can't tell me Mr. TM88 wasn't him and Uzi Vert or XO, the fuck tour, yes. Right. You can't tell me that they wasn't in the studio like, yo, it's just crazy.
They probably was. And they probably went out to the club and everything after that. That nigga was throwing money at the strippers.
Yep.
He watched this nigga throw money that he should have gave him at the fucking strippers.
Wow.
But you want to deal with labels.
Because he made it.
Nigga, you ain't made it because that money ain't yours. That's his money.
So let me read this. He said, producer team Justice League noted that all labels do it to black music. And it's not just executives trying to get over. Rappers are doing it too. He says, without the 808 knock, most of these SoundCloud rappers would either be in school or working at clothing boutiques instead of touring the country and performing. Basically, Mr. Team Justice League said the same thing that I said. Y'all motherfuckers can basically replace each other any fucking way.
But that's the way labels feel about not just the producers. They feel the same way about the fucking rappers.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's why Post Malone is the man. We already know who's writing his shit from behind the scenes.
Damn.
They just put a fucking face on it.
Mm. Wow.
Man, history repeating itself.
So, yes, and what I'm going to say, this is actually, if you guys get a chance to, this is really for our age group. The group Chicago, they have an excellent documentary on Netflix when you get a chance. There's two things in the documentary that stuck out to me. The point when they talk about their contract that they signed. Okay, their manager, right? He said, I was one of the guys in the group, Chicago. It was like 7 or 8 of them in the group. He said, I had a little apartment in LA and shit. You know, I had money. I was doing my thing. But our manager had a 3,000-acre ranch in Colorado with a full studio. found out when they took a look at the paperwork, Chicago, which had seven people in it, the manager was getting 100% of the publishing, okay, and had a 51-49 split on the money from the label. The 49%, they had to split between seven motherfuckers in the band, okay, and the manager was getting 51% clear.
Okay. And that nigga is still alive?
Well.
Just like Pebbles.
Well, you know, exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. And that's before young boys who, and even if there's some youngins who listen to the show, don't get upset. This has been good. This is the record industry. And this Period. Is what they do.
They don't just, they're equal opportunity fucker.
Right. This is just what they do. And this is a well-established Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band. I mean, don't get me wrong, they eventually got their money, no doubt about it, but you know, their original contract was just horrific.
And it's shit like that should never fucking happen.
It should
never happen. Because you know, the label should be going back to the band like, yo, you know your fucking manager is taking most of the bread, right?
Nah, they ain't doing that.
They ain't giving
that.
A fuck, because they're going to get theirs. The no label's going to get exactly. their share, so they don't give a fuck what happens on your share.
Right. So, and there's one more thing in the documentary. You know how we always reference the death of disco and shit, you know, Comiskey Park, that type of shit? Well, there's a very quick part in the documentary where they're talking about them in the late 70s. And they put out a record called Street Player. I actually like that record. And they showed a big-ass headline that said, "Oh no, Chicago, not you," because they consider Street Player a disco record.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to listen to it, it's Chicago Street Player. You'll notice the breakbeat in it or some of the samples, but I actually like that record. They was dissing the shit out of Chicago for that. So, you know, shout out to Chicago, and just a documentary to let you know this shit, ever since the record industry was founded by gangsters.
Hold on, B. We got to let folks know that Chicago is a rock band, not a city that he's talking about right now.
I didn't make that clear. I'm sorry. Yes.
Just in case.
Oh, okay.
just in case, yeah. Because
you talk about shout out Chicago and shit, then niggas be like, "Nah, you can't fly here, King Killer."
No, that's true. We're talking about the rock band, Chicago. You know, so shout. Named after their hometown. They're from there. So
exactly. Be good everywhere anyway, so it's all good.
Right. So no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Boy, this topic right here, yo. I was amped when I seen this shit, yo.
Oh, he's already setting it up.
Nas will perform Illmatic in full, the entire album in full, with the National Symphony Orchestra for a PBS documentary. A groundbreaking performance will be the subject of a documentary airing on PBS February the 2nd at 9 p.m. entitled Nas Live from Kennedy Center.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not doing it again, is he? Did they record it when yes. he did do it?
Right. Oh, okay, he's already done it. They're doing a documentary. They're doing a documentary about it and whatnot. I seen a couple of clips or whatever. It looks just fire. You know what I mean? The documentary is directed by a gentleman by the name of Jason Goldwatch, executive produced by Nas himself, will chronicle that Nas has come up from Queensbridge housing all the way to the performance described above, National Symphony Orchestra. Let me repeat, the National Symphony Orchestra performing Illmatic in its entirety. Okay.
Oh, I love it already.
Yeah. There's two things about that. Unfortunately, a fracas broke out under the comments.
Of course.
Oh, brother.
And the comment goes, PBS did us a huge favor by hiring Nas instead of Jay. And then a fucking fight broke out.
Wow.
You got Jay niggas pissed. You got Nas niggas saying, shut the fuck up. Nas is always better. I gotta admit, even before I got to the comments, I was like, what a perfect album. What a perfect album to pick. Illmatic, National Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
You know,
If you've seen clips from it, it's actually amazing.
It is. It's amazing. I mean, it's on the level of that J Dilla when the orchestra did his music.
Yeah,
it's on that level. I mean, and this is what I'm saying. So you have musicians interpreting, okay, beats from Primo. You have real classical musicians interpreting Pete Rock, Large Professor, you know, all the above, the producers, whoever produced Illmatic. It's crazy, son.
Yeah, that is crazy, B. That, and you know it's going to sound good.
Oh!
You know it's going to sound good because, like I said, it's the National Symphony Orchestra, so they can play damn near anything.
Right.
Or interpret anything.
Right, right.
So that's not going to be a problem. And Nas on the lyrics, the old boy still got it.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, that's not even, you know, that's not even a question. So let's get to the fracas in the comments. Yo, why do you think a fracas broke out, my nigga?
Because Nas and Jay fans, even though Nas and Jay have seemingly pieced it out.
They did. That shit's over with.
Right. The Nas and Jay fans, they like Bloods and Crips, B. On that level, B. When your heart's staunch. See, I'm not. I like Jay and I like Nas. I'm cool with it. It doesn't matter. I don't separate it on that level. But the niggas that do, that don't fuck with Jay on any level, or niggas that don't really fuck with Nas like that, which I can't see how anybody can fuck with Nas. I can see why niggas don't fuck with Jay. I do understand that. But niggas, they just can't stand each other. So when there's just barbs, just throwing barbs at each other, just a reason to just dig the other person. That's all it is.
Yo, I mean, is the beef and is Ether, does that stick in the craw of Jay, guys?
Yeah.
Does Ether really stick in the craw? Because I don't think super ugly means that much to Nas guys. If you're a Nas guy and you're not really tripping off super ugly or anything like that, but Ether seems to stick in the craw of Jay guys.
But that's, you know why?
Why?
You know why? Because it's called Ether. Because it's just like niggas call mumble rappers. It's stuck. This shit's stuck. When you get Ether, nigga, it's Jay. Jay is face is right on that.
Wow.
If it's in the dictionary and there's pictures of getting Ethered, Jay's
face would be on
right
it.
There.
Well, we need to have Bulgari Black on here for real because, you know, he is Jay all day when it comes to that.
Right. And niggas will tell you, Zeus, but super ugly, he was dropping facts and knowledge, and everything he said in that shit was true. So super ugly was better than Ether. Ether, he was saying shit, but half of that shit wasn't even true.
Well, I'm just saying, yo, when it gets right, really, when it gets right down to it, that seems to have just, you know, niggas don't even mention that. You don't hear nothing about Super Ugly until you talk about Ether. And then exactly. Super Ugly's always mentioned second as
but
a
even
rebuttal.
If you say Super Ugly, you know, some people will know, but it doesn't ring true like Ether.
Right. Most people don't even know what that song is.
So, okay, that's real. I mean,
niggas come out and pull out that song whenever they want to go at a nigga and think they just about to drop the mic on them and drop that Ether beat and rhyme over it? They don't drop the Super Ugly beat and rhyme over it.
They do not.
They drop that Ether beat, which I still to this day, I don't give a fuck who says it.
Oh, it's whack.
It's a whack-ass beat.
Yeah.
Nas just brings the fucking lyrical heat on that shit.
Yeah, I'm with you, son. I think Ether... Yeah. As a beat goes, is whack.
Oh, but,
you know.
But ain't nobody running around talking about you got super ugly.
Nah. But the funny part is the takeover, the beat on that shit was fucking so much fire. And the way he hit people with the takeover, it looked like Nas was fucking down for the count. He was on the ground snoring. That this nigga was never going to get up after the takeover.
Right, that's true.
Because Jay had fucking just two-pieced this nigga and knocked him down. Yeah. But the nigga got up, he took a standing eight count and came back with Ether.
And the takeover beat his fire.
And I was like, whoa. That's why Ether to me, I think, really just because people wasn't expecting that out of Nas at that point in time. They was so, like, takeover just done killed this nigga. It's over. New York was up in arms like, oh, it's over for Nas. It's over, it's over, it's over. And this nigga drops Ether like, whoa, shit. It's not over. It's over for Jay. It's over for Jay. Wait a minute. I changed my vote.
Wow.
Jay's done. Jay's done now.
That's what's up, man. Say it again. They rather switch.
That's what's up. So yes, I'm one of the guys who's like, yeah, it's to me, it's a wholesale better look to have Nas doing something like that then Jay, and I just have to be dead ass honest with you, because I don't think Reasonable Doubt comes off as good as Illmatic if you're going to pick something. And then the rest of Jay's joints are so popular, you know, and so well received. I don't know, you know, I just don't think they come off that well. Anybody can, not anybody, but you could do a lot of orchestra type joints, you know, over certain beats. But like I said, it's rarefied air. And it's where you only got like J Dilla and now you got Nas. It's very rare air, you know, once you have the orchestra interpretation of your music.
So. Plus it was a street fucking hit.
Oh, it's a street album.
The street loved it.
Because Illmatic really didn't sell.
It really didn't off the break.
Off the break, it did not.
The streets fell in love with that album first. They really loved the fuck out of that album.
That's all I could play when it was out. So, that's what's good. So, all right, man. You know how we do. Swerve, you got anything left over? Any text chain banter?
Oh, no, nah, man. Just, again, you always call it, but the text chain is the shit, B. It is the shit. I just love it. Sometimes when I'm not even communicating on there, I just love to see the conversations that take place. I love it, and I'm glad we have it.
Yeah,
more people should join. Hint, hint.
They should, yes, because that's where it's at, so no doubt. And trust me, when you come phony in there,
there's no shorts, B.
Well, you got the bulldogs in that motherfucker, like yourself, Mr. Green and Artemis, who just say taking no shorts on niggas.
Nah, yeah, no, you can't come in there with shorts, yo.
But at the same time, I get caught out there too. It is what it is. It is what it is.
No doubt. All right, well, we're back. We're back in full voice this week, feeling good.
Yes.
All right, it's the world famous Kurt G albums of the week.
Yes, the first albums of the week of the year. I apologize to all the listeners. Sorry about that, creative. This week we got SL Back At It. That's SL Back At It. And we got Gary Rue, Every Shrink's Wet Dream. That's Gary Rue, Every Shrink's Wet Dream. And the instrumental joint is Eric Lau, One of Many.
Wow, Eric Lau.
All right.
Yes.
Wow, I know about dude.
Okay, we'll see about that. So, all right, man. Well, I guess it's till next week, brethren.
Yes, sir.
What up?
All right, peace.
Peace.
One.
A lot of time has passed since I wrote I wanna as circles revolve. Many of those feelings I still harbor. Despite the answers gathered, rope to travel must get conquered. How ironic. Easy come, easy go, I'm on it. I admire artists who have a spouse and raise a family. The older I get, this lifestyle gives me clarity. Becomes less of a dream or of a tangible reality. Getting the hang of it, no more moving laterally. Unless it has to be, the lock doesn't match the key. Open sesame, abracadabra, please adapt your breathing. Don't hold back. Release, activate your chi. This doesn't happen naturally. Gotta detach your needs, relax your being. It's all finished, full circle. We will be back to see. Must imagine the path, complete that repeat. And with each act, you'll see that the chapters you read will actually lead to the actions you seek. I'm quite matter of fact of what matters to me. Not a master, but inhabit that the manner is key. Bah oui, c'est la vie. We going round and round, the world spinning round and round. We on the move, my psyche going round and round, thoughts circling round and round. You know it's true. We going round and round, the world spinning round and round. We on the move, my psyche going round and round, thoughts circling round and round. You know that saying, how's it go? Return from whence you came. It's not a beat of Zane, I don't wanna lead the way. I'm just walking, caught in between, it's magnetic. Can't explain, say magic. My house telling secrets as the floorboards creak. I give them credit, they pulled me through last week. A tugboat chugging along, blowing off steam. Off kilter, off screen, end scene. Panning panoramas to gain some removal. Changing perspective, stepping outside what I'm used to. Old school, new school, need to learn though. Burn, baby, burn, like ashes to an urn. We gathered together, scattered them along the earth. A rebirth, return to mother. I don't know if it worked, but that's what he wanted. No interruptions because that'd be self-indulgent. And as we turned, signs kept growing thicker, but only came in flashes, it was picturesque. Suddenly heard a calling as if it spawned from a minaret. Hope it comes back around and fill in the rest. We going round and round, the world spinning round and round. We on the move, my psyche going round and round. Thoughts circling round and round. Era's moving, terra firma, in constant search of the pure. That worth differs for every person, that's for sure. Find us bartering inertia as a way to heal the planet. Broadcasting prime time with Dick Cavett. We're doing all we can despite the caveats and hazards. Round and round like a blizzard. Make mine with hot fudge. It's impossible to not budge. You can try to smash clocks with Hook and Smee, but the ball will still drop on New Year's Eve. A celebratory powwow downtown for the countdown. Confetti in your champagne, shouting out loud, eruption of the now. Kapow, the big bang, the eternal clock ticks on the back's engraved. Things change, that's the beauty embrace. Tried figuring out how they fit in place. Soon developed a distaste, drifting through space. Hey, that's what they say, that the world stays orbiting. No traveling back, hopping in Doc's DeLorean. The moral is really believing when the story ends. We're going round and round, the world spinning round and round. We on the move, my psyche going round and round. Thoughts circling round and round. You know it's true. We going round and round because our nature goes round and round. The carousel goes round and round. Collect your baggage. Lazy Susan, she goes round and round. Swing the kung pao back around. And the vinyl goes round and round. It's for the record. Go round and round.
Tell them what a truce is. All I see is nooses, they're hanging themselves. I ain't talking car speakers when they banging the 12. That's why I hang by myself. My kids in a charter school, people scared to death, always wanna touch a part of you. Hard to call an audible when you ain't got a team. Gotta scrimmage niggas, they ain't never had a dream. I remember back in Queens, visiting Russ and Steve, doing little demos, sticking up sucker thieves. Then both of them pass, this shit dead, put a jolt on my ass.
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
They make up a lie, put it on a record. And music a court, and put it on whoever. You doing time or you talking to feds? I don't think that you caught what I said.
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
It's hard being young from the slums,
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Fucking income tax check. They flip your money just to handle mass debt. I dismantle mass stress from blowing a cigarillo. People know your business from throwing your nigga pillow. A bowl of a picadillo, cause all my bitches Spanish. But they hard to manage when the honeymoon vanished. I'm invested. I need my money right now. Were you ever worth a quarter mil with your lights out and your rent due to the point that you gotta leave? Homie made the fours, but you still got a thief. Police on your case, but really didn't have one. Fucking hood rats in the absence of a magnum. I've been doing bad, sir. Music doing good. Gotta balance both, try to use it out the hood.
You think a tour means we party with girlies? You quit in your 20s, I started at 30.
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
They make up a lie and put it on a record. And music of court and put it on whoever. You doing time or you talking to fans? I don't think that you caught what I said.
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
It's hard being young from the slums, from the slums.
Nah, you wouldn't understand.
When we were selling drugs, talking about Illuminati, I was in Diodorus. Me and Kappa hailing through the Allen, yo. Cookie Monster criminals, oatmeal pieces. Yo, son, light up a blunt up in abandoned car features. Remember Blunt the best roller. His sister show love, I used to sleep there. Yup, catching the rollers, watching Richard Pryor smoking fire. Destined to win, weather one-on-one, Paul, get it in. Yo, Vin, that's my brother, the Italian nigga. Noodle hats and gats, spitting on niggas. Get the Dax, graffiti last, what up, Garth? Go get the grass, first nigga. I seen the kept his Kangos in the plastic, yo. On our way to the deuce, with a juice. Mad karate flicks, steaks, some tags, gin and juice. Yo, hustling at 14, a regular, regulating. Wearing Bally's and Nathan's, make a statement, nigga. Yeah. Aquaman underoos on, iron and jeans, call it. Don't ever call me Corey, toilet water for you eat. Spinach rolling joints, this is opera night. 11 fiends up in the house, me in a gas mask and a pouch. Watch a love boat, minding my business, just a Guinness. Five and better, get an extra one, forgiveness. Steam rolling fillies like Fred Abbott, fresh out the caves. Me and my 28 Mavericks get paid from Cooley out of Cooley's house. Yeah, tapped a few dust blunts. 2 hours later, not Julie out. Running down the fire escape, breathless. Fuck it, son, let's go get breakfast. After that, catch a necklace. The golden era, the hit and holding era, the groaning era. Few angels, mad omen era, but we stick together. Pay attention where these raps are made at, while I play back up in the Maybach.
You hear the kid coming in your direction, so official that I'm rolling with a horn section. Let him blast. Telling you to get off your ass. I've been told I play a hell of a show. I ain't gas, but I will let you know when you give up the cash. That's when a honey in the front row laughs. Girl, what's funny, I ask? Uh-huh, of course you do. I know you feeling it and nobody forced you to. By now you probably heard Dylan's a boss, it's true. Any thought of me taking a loss, impossible. I'm rhyming like I'm in a tuxedo. Feeling like I won a million in a casino. You could tell he is a G by how he chucks Pino. Taking out the next man, what the fuck's he know? Stupid, I'm an A-plus student. One of the forerunners of the State Plus movement. Let the horns blow. Since I was born, though, I knew I wasn't normal. The rap game is keeping me busy. Grab a bite to eat and a beat from D-Squizzy. This shit is fresh, B. Gillespie. Dizzy, can the ladies get with me? Okay, I thought you would. Dylan make it feel good like a doctor could. I'm getting cut like I'm in surgery. Life is so good that it's all been a blur to me. You feel the heat, catch a burn to the third degree. Do I come correct? That's a bet, sir, certainly. Putting work in, polo stripes on. And hold a mic with a strength type python. It's like he'll hold the whole world in his right arm. The ladies feel the love, but the fellas hear a fight song. Blaming on the vibe of the trumpet, or how I stay inside the ride of the drum kit. See me at your local speakeasy with a strumpet. Cheap champagne to the face, I ain't drunk yet. Everybody at the top got ruined. Rookie of the year on the shoe-in. Okay, I thought so. Writing like I'm about to paint a Picasso. Never going robbing, that's word of my pop show. So if you want bars, I'ma charge a cost dough.
cooking like I'm over a hot stove. The story how my flaws should be sold and not sold. Colossal props, oh, I got those. See me with a snot nose wherever the pot grows. Who's holding? I'm too golden. Y'all caught the balls like Anquan Bowling. Listen to the brass, this for everybody who was dissing in the past. A whole lot of snakes hissing in the grass, but as I elevate, I ain't kissing any ass. Your boy's on top of the world, hey, now can I hear the girl say? Right, appreciate it. Just a little something me and Diamond D created. ATL, Georgia, Bronx, New York. Sounded like sorta straight out of 94, cuz what you thought it was? Used to rock Nauticas. I was coming up in Duval riding on a bus. Fast forward, skirt your brakes on. Developing the elements and making a great song. I've been staying on my paper chase strong, so we can get it in, girl, but not if it takes long. Pardon me, do I sound horny? Your little bullshit boyfriend's corny. You will be regretting the day when you ignore me. Looking back on it lonely at age 40. Later on she sent me a text. Let me read it to you, it says, good looking, always have flavor cause I understood cooking. Any competition stepping to me get tookin'. How I make a hit and I ain't even put a hook in. Yup, I'm holding down my lane proper. Looking fly like I came from the opera. And I'm riding high in a helicopter. Twisting up something and sipping on vodka. Nah, can y'all say certified? If you heard that I'd arrive, well then you heard it right. Uh-oh, there go the horns. They roll with him everywhere that he performs. Leave the stage torn, breaking all norms. Getting cake, even if I ain't getting on. And that's no ifs, ands, or maybes. Now can I get something from the ladies? Thanks for listening. Changing the game from the state it was in. Acting up like a young Jack Nicholson. First name Dylan, last name Magnificent. And I was born in Michigan.
I rolled up, I'll pay my cold cut. I came to say your lane. Get off, James.
It's time to help.
musical theory makes you weary of me dropping bass on all that can't hear me. Diana Ross, get lost. It's Hellraiser, the new boss of Motown. Slow down, I'm the king and like the Funkadelics, I came up swinging hard. Hellraiser, lamb, sheep, the savior of rapping. I put us on the map, and if this was Gotham, I'd be Batman. Them C's wanna slay me, never okay me, cause I'm the one who said forget JB. JB, short for James Brown. A million MCs with the same sound. Now the hell can yell and tell the world that he's cold in effect. You gotta come correct with, and I mean really correct.